the Public News Service DOAA Newscast, November the 14th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Nearly 4 million Ohioans turned out to vote last week, a record turnout for an odd-year election. Experts say more voters may have turned out to cast their ballots on abortion rights or legalizing marijuana, only to find that they were no longer registered.
Innovation Ohio President and CEO Desiree Timms explains people at risk of falling off the voter rolls tend to belong to certain demographics. She believes engaging with inactive voters in the state's urban areas is essential to recovering these missing voters.
For us, the concern is that these voters are in danger of being purged. 64% of these voters, according to our report, are under the age of 50, and 1 in 5 are Black.
According to a recent Innovation Ohio report, there are more than 700,000 inactive voters in the state. Individuals who are registered to vote but didn't cast a ballot in any of the last 3 federal elections. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
Ohio is home to about 2 million eligible but unregistered voters. The report shows about 82% of the voters are white, 12% are Black, and most are 49 or older. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, the sole Palestinian-American voice in Congress, was officially reprimanded Tuesday, but many of her colleagues say she will not stop fighting for peace.
A 234 to 188 vote of nearly all Republicans and enough Democrats sealed Tlaib's censure, a punishment proposed by Republican Congressman Rich McCormick of Georgia. Tlaib held back tears as she asserted her position.
I can't believe I have to say this, but Palestinian people are not disposable. We are human beings, just like anyone else.
Tlaib is only the 26th member of the House of Representatives to be censured since 1789. She was not asked to stand in the well as typically expected with censure. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Tlaib's House colleague, Cori Bush, Missouri, was by her side to defend her, along with many other Democrats, all Black and brown. Bush said the House is where an elected body enslaved Black people because they thought it was right. And Arizonans gathered at the state capitol Monday to honor the dead in the war between Israel and Hamas and demand a halt to the killing. Liz Horican is one of the protest organizers.
The security state that we, the taxpayer, have long been paying for, and they have a special exemption with regard to weapons and military funding, etc. We have to take a look at this.
Protesters called for a stop to the use of American tax dollars for Israel to buy weapons that have killed more than 11,000 Palestinians, including over 4,500 children. The Biden administration supports a humanitarian pause in the conflict, but it's not yet called for a ceasefire. This is Public News Service. Starting in the early years and continuing through 12th grade, it's often the school librarian students know best, seeking them out for help with everything from science fair projects to their college applications.
The digital revolution not only altered the librarian's role, but also the entire library system. Becky Calzada with Texas's Leander Independent School District says librarians work in the school's largest classroom, and much of what they do is never seen by the public.
We aren't just about kids checking out books. We provide spaces for kids to work. We provide resources such as technology. Our school district recently had a bond package pass, and so every school library has a 3D printer that a student can have access to.
Calzada believes creating access to technology for kids of all socioeconomic backgrounds levels the playing field as they move toward graduation and seek employment. I'm Roz Brown.
And the skies above the historic 48,000-acre Bohart Ranch and a remote airfield on the property serve as an important role for the U.S. Air Force Academy, located in Colorado Springs.
Both are now safe from encroaching development under a new initiative known as SOAR. Matthew Moorhead with the Nature Conservancy in Colorado says conservation can be an important tool for preserving military utility, which strengthens the case for keeping military bases and other installations open for business.
In this case, it's preserving flight training areas for the young men and women cadets at the Air Force Academy. It also helps preserve some of the economic foundations that oftentimes the communities these installations are in depend upon.
In addition to limiting encroaching development pressures from El Paso County's growing population, which can negatively impact military training and readiness, SOAR also aims to protect critical wildlife habitat and ensure that agriculture remains a vital part of the region's economy. I'm Eric Galatas.
Finally, our Mike Mullen lets us know November is National American Heritage Month, and a South Dakota organization is working to help establish leadership skills for indigenous youth.
Data compiled by the Center for Native American Youth show young people within this population face many obstacles, from high school graduation rates below the national average to being overrepresented in foster care. John Richard of the Thunder Valley Community Development Corporation on the Pine Ridge Reservation says it underscores how indigenous youth are still reeling from trauma experienced by past generations. He says their programs focus on providing structure and healing.
Really, what we want to do is fill in those roles and how to express yourself in healthy ways and also being able to have a support system.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.